Bulldogs leading at the first rest stop. David Lee, the high man, with 7 points. Cam Bonifay, 3. Frank Prince, 2. Charlie Anderson, 2. Carver exhibiting a very balanced attack. All 5 of their starters have scored. Marshall Smith, 5. Reuben Whitaker, 3. Marvin McFoley, 2. Jimmy Rouse, 2. And Jimmy Willis, 1. Here we go, Bob.
Jumping will be Charlie Anderson. And he loses the tip as Willis comes up with it for Carver. Goes back out in the front court to Whitaker. Whitaker goes back to Rouse. We have not seen Fesser come off the bench as of yet. Goes to Rouse. Rouse works it around. Goes over to Willis. Willis and Rouse. And Rouse goes on the right side. Feeds into Smith from 15 feet. No good. The tip in is good. It's by Whitaker. Whitaker with 5 points. 15-14. Smith goes back out front. Or check it. Make it Carver back out front. Goes in to Charlie Anderson. Anderson flips back over to Bonifay and almost has the ball stolen away. Quickly over on the left side to Judd. Judd feeds over to Charlie Anderson, throws the ball out of bounds. 15-14. The ball goes over. A turnover is Willis. We'll bring it in for Carver now. To Rouse. Willis to Rouse. Feeds in to McFoley. Beautiful shot. Good. 4 points for Marvin McFoley. 17-14. Smith down by 3. Here's Judd. Judd goes to Bonifay. Bonifay works down to the left side, goes up for a push shot. It is no good, and the rebound is taken off by Frank Prince. Prince's shot is up, no good. Lee comes down with the rebound, goes back outside to Scott Judd from 10 feet. Go! 17-16, Scott Judd hitting 2 points, his first two of the night. And Rouse works it. Goes to the left side, guarded closely. Goes on the right side to McFoley, short. And coming up with a foul as he came down with a rebound was Marshall Smith over the back of David Lee. That'll be his first, and so we'll have the 1-1 in effect as that was the fifth team foul. Lee goes to the line with 7 points. 17-16. He'll be shooting the 1-1. Free throws are very important now. You need them all the time, but you especially need them early. 17-17. 6:29. In a ball game like this, every point is important. This is for it. There's no tomorrow. Shot is up. It's good. David Lee with 9 points. He has turned into the scorer thus far for Mark Smith, having half of their points. Rouse sets it up on offense. Goes over on the left side to McFoley. Goes back to Rouse. Rouse works it down in the right corner. Feeds over to Smith. Smith guarded closely by Lee and has the ball stolen away. We're going to have a jump ball. Marshall Smith and Frank Prince will be jumping. They tied him up as they double-teamed him. Would not let Smith drive for that basket. Here's the center jump, and it's taken by Mark Smith. Bonifay going down. Guarded closely. And he's called for traveling. Bonifay tried to make a move and force a shot, and he was caught for traveling. So the ball goes over at 18-17. Rouse works it down, the head of the key. He goes over to the right side to Whitaker. Whitaker's shot is up, it is no good. Bonifay comes down with the rebound quickly. He comes down, hooks it up, good! Beautiful shot by Cam Bonifay. 5 points for Cam. 20-17, Smith with its biggest lead at 3 points. Rouse almost has the ball stolen away, and he's called for traveling. 20-17 with 5:38 to go. Smith has a chance to go out front by 5. Here's Bonifay. Bonifay goes to little Scott Judd. Goes off behind the screen by David Lee. Feeds in to Charlie Anderson. Knocked out of bounds by McFoley. Smith retains possession. Lee will flip it in for the Bulldogs. Under their key. Quickly feeds over to Charlie Anderson. Charlie from 10 feet. Beauty! 22-17, Charlie Anderson with 4 points. 5:22 to go, and Smith is working the offense to perfection now. Goes to Rouse. Rouse from 15 feet. It is no good. And there's a foul called on Cam Bonifay, and that'll be Cam's second. As long as you keep that fouling down, or keep it balanced anyway, don't get one man in trouble. 22-17, going to the line will be Jimmy Rouse. The 1-1, or he'll get 2 shots. 22-17, the first shot is up, it is no good. 5:15 to go in the first period, in the first half. 22-17, Mark Smith with a five-point edge. His route steps for the second shot. It is up and it's good. 22-18. Smith out front by 4 points with 5:15 to go. Bonifay and Judd. The two backcourt men for Mark Smith bringing it up. Across the timeline is Bonifay. Bonifay goes to Judd. Judd goes off behind the screen by Lee. Feeds over to Frank Prince. Prince from 15 feet. No good. Tip in by Charlie Anderson. No good. Bonifay comes down to rebound. Fakes the shot. And he's called for traveling. Cam went up through a head fake and drug his foot a little far. 22-18, 4:54 to go. 4:49. 22-18, 4:47 o'clock, ticks away. We're going to have a foul, a charging foul, called on Jesse Willis. That'll be Willis' second. Well, there's no shot anyway.
Number 34, Whitaker.
Whitaker on the foul instead of Willis. Let me clarify that. Here is Bonifay. Bonifay dribbling down in the left corner. Feeds in to Prince. Prince has the ball knocked away as he kicked it. The ball goes over. 22-18. 4:30 to go. Quickly Rouse at the head of the key. Wants to go. Cannot. Goes to Willis on the left side. Back to Rouse. Rouse working it around. Feeds in to Big Smith. Smith has the ball. Almost stolen away by Bonifay. Now Rouse coming back up with it. Smith driving and we might have a charging foul, and we do. 22-18. Smith with two fouls. And here comes Spencer Leonard, the seven-footer. He's 15 years old. And I don't know when he's going to quit growing. They had him 6'11 when he was in Macon, but everything I've heard of here is 7 feet. Maybe so. 4-8, 4-7. Clock ticking away. Bonifay on the right side. Feeds in to Prince, and Prince loses the ball out of bounds. 4:03. Here's Rouse. Rouse working it up the court. Goes over on the right side. Goes back to Rouse. Rouse, 15-footer, no good. Rebound taken off by Charlie Anderson. The fast break is on. Bonifay down court. Goes up for the bunny. Goes! 24-18, and Smith with a six-point edge. Bonifay with 7 points, and what a tournament this boy's having. Here's Ralph setting it up on offense. Goes, works on the right side. Feeds on it to the big man, and we're going to have a pushing off foul, maybe. No, it is. Called on Frank Prince, and that'll be Prince's third. And Ronnie Nelson will go in the ballgame. Frank Prince, three fouls. He's coming out of the ballgame, and Ronnie Nelson is going in. 24-18, Smith with a six-point edge. 3:34, big Besser Leonard at the line. The seven-footer, first shot is up, it is good. He's got a soft touch for a boy his size. If he got mean and learned how to drive for that basket, he will be great. 24-19. Here's the second shot, it is up, it is no good, and coming down quickly off that board is Charlie Anderson. Charlie gets on those boards. He's 6'5", and he'll match it with any of them. Goes to Judd. Judd drives, goes behind the screen. In to Charlie Anderson. The three-pointer can be in effect. The foul's called on Fesser. Charlie's shot is good. It goes to 26-19. He'll get the one shot. A chance for a three-point play. Charlie Anderson with 6 points. And what balance thus far for Mark Smith? Bonifay with 7 points. Judd with two. Prince with 2 points. Charlie Anderson with six. Going for seven. He makes it. 27-19, Smith out front by 8 points with 3:21 to go. They will try to make Carver play their type basketball game. McFarley almost has it stolen away by Bonifay. Now goes over the right side to Smith. Smith from 15 feet. No good. Rebound is taken off by Smith. Smith gets his own rebound. And Willis has the ball stolen by Scott Judd. The fast break on by Bonifay. Back to Judd. Judd slows it down, and we're going to have a foul call on Willis. That'll be his second, and going to the line, Scott Judd with 2 points. 27-19, he can put Mark Smith out front by 10, if possible. There's a timeout taken by Carver. 2:54 to go in the second period. Smith 27, Carver 19.
The fouls are just about evenly distributed for both ball clubs. However, Carver does have several players, four of them as a matter of fact, with two, while Mark Smith has Frank Prince with three. He's out of the ball game, and the only other player is Bonifay with two. The others have one. Ronnie Nelson replacing Prince, and at the line is Scotty with 2 points and a chance, as Bobby said, to put him ahead by 10.
254, Scott set for a shot. It's up and good. 28-18. Smith would like to go out at halftime with as big a margin as possible. Who knows? Here, Scott Judd's second shot. It is up. It is good. 29-19, and that is the situation at 10 points with 2:53 to go. Carver down. Goes to Rouse. Feeds in to Fesser. Fesser turnaround jumper from 10 feet. No good. Rebound is taken by Charlie Anderson. Goes over on the right side of Judd, and they slow it down as they give it to Bonifay, coming back across the timeline. Bonifay calls the signal. Out front goes to Judd. Judd down the left side, and he is tripped, and it'll be called a Rouse. That's Rouse's first. 29-19. Scotty might get an Academy Award for that, even though he was tripped. He went down hard. 2:30. 29-19. Scott Judd at the line with 4 points. Shot is up. It is no good. Rebound by Charlie Anderson. Turnaround jumper. It is no good. Coming down off the boards is Marshall Smith. Smith had a chance to go. Mark Smith had a chance to go by 12, but they couldn't do it. Rouse to Willis. Back to Rouse. Rouse from 15 feet. Good. He's tough on the outside. 29-21. Whitaker getting set to come back in the ballgame. Here's Bonifay. Offensive foul call on Nelson as he tried to set up the screen, and he put up a moving screen. 29-21 with 2:05. Coming out of the ballgame is McFauley. 34, Whitaker back in at 2:04 to go. Smith with an 8-point edge at 29-21. Rouse setting it one offense, goes to the left side to Willis. Willis feeds down to Smith. Smith turnaround jumper from 10 feet. It's a beauty. 29-23. And they cut that lead to 6 points now. 1:47. Bonifay works to Judd. Scotty, the head of the key, drives in. And he's called for charging. Scott Judd called for charging as he goes down the center. That's his second. Minute 41. 29-23. Rouse feeds in to Smith. Smith's shot is no good. Nelson comes down off the boards for Smith. To Bonifay. Bonifay across the timeline on offense. Goes back outside to Charlie Anderson. Charlie back to Bonifay. Bonifay to Judd. Driving up. Good. Beautiful shot by Scott Judd. 31-23. Setting it up on offense. 34 is Whitaker. He bobs it good. 31-25. Smith with a 6-point edge. 58 seconds to go in the first period. First half, check it. Here's Bonifay. Bonifay works the head of the key. Does not go. Has the ball almost stolen away, and now he does by Willis. The fast break is on. And going up for the shot, and good. It is good, but it is no good. The shot will not count. That's the third on Scott Judd. Richard Pink will now come in the ball game for Scotty. 31-25. Going to the line. Reminding you, this ball game being brought to you over WMAZing Radio, 940 on your dial, with offices and studios in the Bankers Building in downtown Macon. Rouse at the line with 5 points. Goes for his sixth, and it's good. 31-26. He breaks Carver back within 5 points. Smith with a 5-point edge. Here's the second shot. It is up. It is no good. And the rebound is taken off by Bonifay. Cam Bonifay. These same two teams met in the Region 2 AAA Championship. Carver winning 77-59. And they call Pink. Pink fake right, drove left, and was called for traveling with the ball. 31-26. Willis quickly down court. Guarded closely by Pink. Driving in for the with the ball is Smith, and it goes out of bounds as he attempted to go up for a shot. 26, and you know they'll go for one shot now. Bonifay with it, 24 seconds. Coming across, Cam Bonifay, 31-26. Quickly, Bonifay works with it. Goes to Peak. Peak tied up, double team. Goes to Nelson on the right side. Feeds in to David Lee from 50 feet. Good! 7 seconds, 33-26. Smith with a 7-point edge. 11 points for Lee. 1 second, that's the end of the first half. The shot is up, it is good. It is good. He shot it before the clock ran out. 33-28. McFauley, or Whitaker, rather, hitting on that one. Their score, Mark Smith 33, Carver 28. We'll be back right after this word.